Send us a message and put your questions to the candidates.
Tweet at URYNews, text 07851 101313.
Or message via the website ury.org.uk.
So it's coming up to 8 minutes past seven. Canada Inter Unite here live on URY with myself, George Lane and Kat Suave. Now let's begin tonight's proceedings with the first of three uncontested part-time positions. The first candidates, Anna and Catherine, unfortunately aren't able to make it this evening. So we're beginning with our volunteering officers. These people, we will find out a little bit more about what the volunteering officer position is before we go to the interview.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Volunteering Officer.
The Volunteering Officer is responsible for developing opportunities for students to volunteer. They chair the Volunteering Committee and work to improve on existing volunteering projects and develop new events. They work with other societies and staff to encourage more students to get involved and oversees USU and college volunteering activities.
Volunteering Officer, which is obviously an important role to play, with York having such a reputation of providing top quality volunteering opportunities like York Students in Schools, Inkwell and many more. Over to Jack now, who is interviewing Faye Aston and Becky Longbottom, who are jointly running for this position.
Good evening, Faye Aston and Becky Longbottom. So the first question I'd like to ask you regarding the volunteering position is what you've stated in your 60-second manifestos. You've both said that you have experience of organising big events. What are some of the heights of this year that you've managed to reach?
So I think a major thing that's coming up actually is next week, which is Volunteering Week, which is going to be super fun, and we've had a lot of input in that. But we've also done numerous other stuff during the year.
Yeah, we've done things like the collection for the homeless people and food bank collections, etc. So we've organised quite a lot of them. And the main focus, like Becky said, has been on Volunteering Week.
Right, OK. So if those were some of your bigger hits of this year, have you been involved in any events that weren't such big hits or maybe missed the mark a little bit that you think you could learn from in the future?
I think one of the things that we did was a volunteering day down at St Nick's, which is the nature reserve. It didn't really go down so well because it wasn't really publicised well. So I think that's something that we definitely want to make sure doesn't happen in the future. So one of our main points is to publicise events. So they're huge on campus.
Okay. And a more personal question to both of you now. What do you think makes you both right for this role, given the fact that it is uncontested? You are the only candidates going for this role. So how can students be confident that they're going to be represented by the right people?
Well, we're both already on the committee, so I'm the secretary, Becky is the chair for colleges. I'm also on the Constantine committee as well, events officer, and you're also on the sociology committee. So we've both got a lot of experience in a committee organising events, and I just think we've also both done participated in a lot of volunteering as well, so we are aware of how important volunteering is, and therefore we do have also have the skills to ensure that other people can also enjoy the opportunities.
One of your pledges has been to make sure that more students are able to know and come to meetings concerning volunteering events. What would you do if not enough students were coming, if people simply didn't turn up to the meetings? That has been a problem for many societies. How would you really try and tackle lack of attendance at these events?
I think perseverance is key, but we also want to connect with the colleges more. So as long as we can get the word out, I reckon we'll have a lot of membership and a lot of attendance to these kind of meetings.
Okay, just before we go, ultimately, what will it take to get more people involved in volunteering?
Well, the college thing is the main thing we want to focus on. We are aware that a lot of the college committees do have volunteering reps already, so we just want to ensure that we have a lot of communication with these people in order to ensure that the colleges are well aware of this.
Yes. And how do you think communication is best maintained with the colleges and between USU and students? Often things can get a bit cloudy and people are uncertain about what's going on. How would you ensure that communication remains firm and consistent?
Regular meetings with the JC members. That's definitely the best way to do it.
Right. Are there any particular volunteering projects nationally or internationally that you look on as models that you would try and emulate with USU and with the rest of the student body?
I don't think there's anything in particular we have in mind in relation to that. We're just going to base it on the past events that have happened and with an aim to improve on these and just ensure that there are more events like that.
Okay. Just a quick personal one before we go. What do you think are your most exciting attributes that students would most like to get to know about if you win?
we're both real, like, massive people person, so it'll be great just to be able to get our faces out there and get to know the students at York University.
Okay, and thank you very much. That was Faye Aston and Becky Longbottom running uncontested for the position of volunteering part-time officers.
Thank you.